your auntie?
Oh, yes.
That she left?
Yeah, my mom.
Your mom left on the day that Baba dropped his body without knowing him for the whole day. So this is another story that I'm reminded of. It. Because of my cousin now, I remember, who told me this story. What my cousin, another cousin, who is in Bombay, he was in the habit of sending birthday greetings to Baba. When Baba was informed, now to send birthday greetings to the Godman means how to send. May you live long in peace and be happy and let us have many happy returns of the day. Can you send that? You can't send. Have you ever realized how to send birthday greetings to Baba now? What to do now? So he thought of an ingenious plan, you see. He knew that Baba was very fond of the couplets of Hafiz. You know Hafiz? So every birthday time, just before birthday, he would open Hafiz and whatever came, he would write and send to Baba as birthday greeting. He'll make a mention, Baba, we will once again enjoy your birthday. How blessed we are, how blessed humanity is that you are in our midst. And here is what Hafiz says about you. So every time it would be so apt. And he would be very happy to send the greetings. He'll decorate the whole page and flower decorations and all sorts of things you do. He was an artist. So he'd send this. But he would send it not on 25th of February. He, being as orthodox Zoroastrian, he would adhere to the Zoroastrian calendar, the Irani calendars, on the date that Baba was delivered by the mother at 5 a.m., you see, and so that comes sometime, somewhere near the first week of February or something like that. So, in order that it should reach Baba by before the week, first weekend, is it very painful? Take medicine from Baba.
I did.
So, in order that it should reach Baba before the 7th of February, he had to prepare it. Say at the month end, that is January end. Now it so happened that in 1969, January end was approaching. He works in a bank. So he came one day from his bank. It was 31st January evening. He had come from the bank and he sat there, had a bath and all that, and he thought that now it's getting very late. He must do something and then start all the decorations and all that and write that Persian couplet in nice handwriting and then English translation. For our benefit, would read out to Baba and all that. So he opened. And you know what he found? Hafiz says that, well, you intend to write a letter to the one... whose address is... How will I address a letter to the one who resides everywhere? So my cousin says, what is this today? How will I address my letter to the one who resides everywhere? So he says, how can that be? What does that mean for birthday? You see, it's not good. And he was very sad, you know. What happened this time? It was 31st January, evening time, mind you.
When Baba dropped his body.
31st, between 12 and 12:15. Noon, 31st January. Yeah.
And he had not heard.
Not heard yet. He had just come from his office there. He had not heard there. It was 5 o'clock or something like that. 6 must be after his bath. So he sits there and then he was disappointed. So then he took it upon himself that, well, he not with a pure mind he has opened the book, it seems. Because it is said when you open Hafiz tells the truth. So, well, he again ventured to open it. And then something else came and then it was a consolation, so to say. Nothing but just, he tried to write. In the meantime, he heard. Over the radio in the night, in the news,
Where it was on the radio?
Yeah, all so many days it came. That's why so many people, you know, missed seeing his body, because every time on the radio it will come like that, that his body is to be covered now. Yes. Now this is the last day when his body is open, and the next day it will be covered. And those who didn't dare to come, you see, whether covered or uncovered, they were left behind, they didn't come. But those who dared to come, whether it is covered or not, we have to go. So they had the opportunity for 8 days. It is wrong. He wrongly reported that he was told to study this thing. Mauni Baba was the one. Joy, why did you sleep early in the night? You have been observing silence for so many years, it's impossible for you to speak. Even if you wish to speak, you won't be able to speak now. It was in a big company. People were all around you. So, Baba says, it's not that. My silence is not the silence, you see, of all these people who observe silence and or who have their atrophied vocal cord and all that. It's not that. It has nothing to do with that. She says, but medical profession says that. Medically, it is reported that if the vocal cord is not kept in disuse for a year, over a year, it gets atrophied. We cannot speak then. You follow?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he says, is that so? So he calls... What's his name? Mauni Baba. Mauni Baba. Mauni means silent. Baba means Baba. A small child, a big grown-up or anything. So he calls Mauni Baba, whom he had told to keep observe silence, Baba. So he says, come here. So he comes.
How long has he been keeping silence?
10 years. More than 10 years.
Keeping silence for 10 years.
Yeah. So he says, come here.
He met Baba after observing silence of 7 years.
Yeah. So he says, come here. So he comes, he stands there. He's a venerable person with a long beard, a huge bun on his head. Here. So you know, you have seen these swamis, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Special type of dress and all that. So he comes and stands. So Baba says, how many years you have been observing silence? This is silence. So he says, like that. Then. So then, so Baba tells these people that he is observing silence for 10 years now. So that means he won't be able to speak. He says, no, according to medical profession, he can't speak, he can't utter words. So then what happened? Baba tells him to speak out God's name.
Yeah, Parabrahma.
Huh? Parabrahma Paramatma. So he says, well, all right, show them that you can speak. Speak out. I order you to now speak out. Speak out the name of Parabrahma Parma. No. Baba told him to speak. Speak.
Name
of God. So he had heard about it, that Baba wants those who are there, so speak out Parabrahma Paramatma. So he gave a loud noise. He spoke. Parabrahma Paramatma. So they looked at him. Baba said, there you can speak. Now Baba said, shut your mouth, go. So that happened.
When was Baba suffering the most? When, right before he dropped his body, in the 60s or the late 60s?
It was all the time, it was silent suffering, you see. The thing is that apart from late 60s, the time that he met with the accident, you know, then there was another accident. Then prior to that, there was the trouble with the eye. Sometimes he would also laugh, you see, and his laughter was very full of vibrations instead of noise, you see. And sometimes he would recount, you see, how many, what anatomical parts, you see, that has not suffered with in him, you see. His eyes had sufferings, you see. He had headache, you see. Then he had, a catch in the back. And then he had pain in the neck, you see, and then fissure in the anus, you see, and pile, and what else? Here is the doctor, you see, hand injury, you see, the arm, fracture of the arm, the fracture of the leg, cut off the tongue, breaking of the nose bridge. eyes troubled him for a long time, you see. So nobody could realize what was happening, you see. He says, my eyes, you see, there are thorns inside, like, pricking. Somebody has thrown sand in my eyes, I feel like that. So they tried to examine that. For a long period he was suffering like that. So suffering, physical suffering was there all the time. And then eventually, later on, naturally, he fasted and this and that. And then the last accident in 1956, that was the worst. That was a terrible suffering. That was 56, 2nd December, we are approaching that date now.
You saved Baba's life, and he told you something that...
It was not saved, we both got ourselves drowned, you see.
Yeah.
You asked me that story.
Polly did, no.
Rosie, today you asked me, let us know, tell us that story about the swim in the ocean.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the story. So it so happened that some years ago, years and years ago, Baba wanted some sort of relaxing. I don't know, after this seclusion or before the seclusion, I don't know what. I forget the period now. You recall that period. After this seclusion, this great seclusion here in Blue Bus. So he wanted a period of relaxation. That is just before New Life, mind you. So he told me to arrange for a far out place where nobody should recognize him, and he would just be there. So he wanted Gawir, Mehra, Mani, my sister, Katie, her sister, just this little gang, you see, of these women, and myself driving, and Baba. So I said, all right, we'll arrange. So tell none about it. No correspondence, no bothering from mail or anything. So I made arrangements and I drove him there to that place. It's known as the name of the place is Vengurla. Is it on the west coast?
Yes.
West coast. It's a beach where it's touching the ocean. So, well, and it's a beautiful rest house there. That house, rest house is right off. Huh? But?
Got a stick. Get out of here at 6
yeah.
o'clock.
So it's protruding there on the ocean there, the big rock, and on it is built that rest house. Very beautiful place. So he loved it and he was very happy that we made arrangement and all that. But one day, got a pleasure. He tells the women, would you want to go for a swim? She says, yes, Baba. She says, come on. So he tells me that next day they will go for a swim. So find a secluded spot for them. So I said, all right. So I went out and searched, you see, for long distance and all that. Got a circuitous route, you see, and took them on the other side. So I can't describe to you the geography of it, but it was the other side of the ocean, you may call it. It had some sort of a shape, you see, in the ocean. So, well, it was all right. So, right in the palms were there and all that, palm groves. So, we went there. Next day, we went for a swim. All the women and Baba and myself leading.
Did Baba know how to swim?
No. So, he says, how will I know to swim? I am the ocean. How can ocean know to swim? So, yeah, that somebody asked him and he says, how do you expect the ocean to know swimming? So, what happened? Yeah, then we led and we went there. Now what happened is that they were told to swim. So they went and started swimming, the women. And Baba and myself were on the beach chatting. getting is through his silence approach. This or that and this and that, and there was a nice musk there. So Baba said that, well, we should contact the musk now and all that. I said, all right, we'll contact. And, well, what's the time now? Then all of a sudden, he said, would you like to go for a swim? I said, yes, because I am an expert swimmer, and for years together, I haven't had a chance to swim. I said, yes, that's good. You like to swim? I said, yes. Come on, I would also like to swim. It's nice for me. Don't you think so? I said, yes, it's very good for your limbs if you swim in the ocean. Salt water is very good. You can have all sorts of movements and all that. He says, hold on, hold me. I said, I'll hold you. Because he used to have those, you know, these, what do you call these, underwear, pen?
Bathing
trunk like thing. No, no, he didn't have any bathing trunk or anything. So he had this chaddi, we call it, half pants. So I said, well, we removed our clothes there on the beach and both of us went inside. So we had a good swim. He liked it very much, about 20 minutes or so. The women were enjoying there, far out. Okay, so after 20 minutes, says, now let's dress up and shout at them, you see, that we are leaving now and they can go back to their place. We are going for musk hunt. Okay, so I shouted at them. They heard it. I said, did you hear? Do you hear? They all heard and everything was confirmed. So Baba says, now let's go for the mother. I said, yes, let's go. He says, instead of taking the circuitous route, it will be too far off and it's very difficult. It was a long walk. So again, we had to walk in the market area for the mass. Why can't we cross this backwaters? You know, the ocean has got, in full tide, the water just strikes against the shores, you see. But when there is ebb, water recedes, and you have, what do you call that?
Tidal flat.
Tidal flat, whatever you call it. We call it backwaters.
Backwaters.
Yeah. It's filthy. All the sewage is there. It's full of dirt and mud and all that. Have you had ever an experience to go close to that?
Yes.
In ebb time? It's horrible. But even then, at the time of ebb, it is deep, 30, 40 feet sometimes. They says, why can't we cross it now? It's ebb time. I said, but it's very dangerous, Baba. She says, those canoes are there, these fisherwomen are, fisher boys are there. Why can't we take it? I said, it's dangerous. And the canoes are not the canoe type that you have and visualized, you see. Ordinary trunks of the tree, you see, just carved out. It's just a roller. So I discouraged Baba from taking that, but he insisted. Well, when the Lord insists, what can you do? You accept it. So then Baba tells me to tell the boys that they would receive good tips if they take us safe across the ocean like that. So I called them and they agreed and they were very happy with the anticipation of receiving some bakshis, you see. So we sat down. I very hesitant because I was loaded with all sorts of things, you see. His bag was there, his great coat was on me, scarf and everything was with me. So I bundled and kept knowing fully well the hazards, you see, of these things. Well, then what happened is we sat. I took Baba there, clothes there, and I said, Baba, don't move, just stay. So we were so stiff, you see, in that tiny little canoe. No place for my panny at least. So well, I sat there all the time, you see. I was frightened, no doubt. And the boys behaved well. You know how the boys are, fishermen. So they took great care to take us right in mid, what do you call, mid area there. Or the backwater, what do you call it? Flat?
Ebb
flat.
Yeah.
Tidal flat. Mm-hmm. Okay. They took us. Other fisher boys spotted us. We were like strangers there, seated in those canoes where the naked person should sit. So we were all dressed and all that, so they spotted. And they started shouting at these boys who were guarding us and taking the canoe, you see, very softly and smoothly across it. So they came swimming in, and one of them pulled the leg of the other boy who was holding the canoe. And that imbalanced the whole thing, and we rolled inside. Right in the center of the whole thing. right there we went deep down and touched the bottom. Luckily I got Baba's hand there, you see, with the hand on left hand side. Lucky it was left. So I could get hold of his arm there. And we, with great difficulty, we came up. I swam. And I was, I'm a good swimmer. I was, at least, I don't know now.
Is Baba holding his breath
there? I don't know. I don't ask me. I didn't ask him anything. So I just got hold of that and I came up. And we started swimming with my hand fully loaded, you see, with the bag and all drenched. And you know how the bags are when they're full,
yes,
with water. The pockets are full with water. And so well, we go on swimming. Great strain and terrible. Distance was there from here to that place, that the latrines there. You see those latrines there? Yeah. Far. It's about nearly half a furlong from here.
How far?
Near, from here to that mango tree, you may call it.
Yards.
Huh?
100 yards.
Yeah, about 100 yards. It was, Baba was there. From head to foot, we are full of slime.
After the nice swim in the ocean.
Yes. So we went out, and Baba was very happy with this. You know how a child, you know, when it plays with dirt. I was very angry with the boys, and I scolded them, I threatened them, and all that. They ran away, you know. They never
did you have to swim that whole distance?
Yeah.
Did you have to swim that whole
distance? Yes.
Nobody came up with the canoe?
No, nobody came up. Nobody came up. They were themselves frightened. They never showed their face. Now what to do? So I said, this is different. Baba says, it's not possible for him to go in the marketplace like that. So we selected a dilapidated building nearby, you see. This cottage, like half of this cottage, you may call it. Broken down walls and all that. So behind that was a safe area. Nobody could see him. So he said this was one of the very rare occasions when he was all by himself. Baba would never... We have never found Baba all by himself. Except on very rare occasions, two or three occasions at least in my life with Baba that I know. He said he would sit behind the wall, and I had to run back to that place, you know, long distance, and get the clothes. And then I got the clothes. I was more afraid, suppose if somebody were to ask Baba, and Baba doesn't speak. He was silent. See, what will happen? They would recognize him, and recognize him as this. What has happened to him? Turned into a ghoul or what? So I returned, I washed him. They bathed him, put new clothes and all that. And we contacted the master. He was very happy, walking jauntily, you see, you know how one person is happy. And we were returning to our place. And I was full of dirt, no doubt. It continued to be, no time for me to change. So while returning, he says, "Hey, Raj, today, you know, I'm very happy. You know what you did? You gave me an arm, you see, and got me out of that muck. There will come a day when I will lend my arm to you to get you out of illusion." That's what he had said. I'm still waiting for that arm to get me out. It's a long, what do you call, tidal back, huh? Long way.